You're listening to Bit by Bit, July 10th, 2009. Welcome, this is Bob Sprankel with Bit by Bit, a podcast by teachers for teachers, and I invite you to come back to yesterday, July 9th, with me as I get to interview Margot Simons and Christine Caprio. We met in New York at the United Methodist Church because they were setting up Skype for the parents that were coming in to visit with their students who are now in Brazil. And so I'll let Margot and Christine explain what they're doing. But basically, the students go down and work with Earthwatch and Expedition to Pantanal to help scientists out down there. So I got to witness all the parents talking to their children via Skype, and it was really just an amazing event. Mostly, the students were assuring their parents that they were safe and well and eating well, and many students held up their hands to show that all 10 fingers still remained, and the parents were sending their well wishes, and it was just truly an amazing use of technology. So you'll hear the interview with Margot and Christine, and then at the end you'll hear me kind of reflect about the experience afterwards. But they go to Skype and all the way to Brazil, and it is an amazing program that they have running here, and I think you'll enjoy hearing about it. All right. I think it's best if you just introduce yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm Margot Simons. Okay. And I work with a group of high school kids going to Brazil to work on research projects. And this is Christine Caprio, who also does the same thing.
And this is what, the third year? Is that?
This is, I think it's the fifth year.
Fifth year, oh,
fifth
okay.
year that a group's wow. gone.
So what's happening tonight?
So tonight the parents are coming. The kids have been there for about a week. And the parents are coming here, and we're going to connect using Skype. And the kids will be able to go on and see their parents, and the parents will be able to see the kids and some of the researchers and ask them questions, and they'll be able to share some of their experiences with the parents.
Wow. I didn't realize the researchers would be there, too. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Wow. So you took a group. You both took a group last year. What happens down there? What do you do, and how did this start? And
well, it started about 5 years ago with Jeff Wilford, who got a grant from Earthwatch to go down just as a teacher. So he went down with a couple of other teachers and stayed down for about 10 days and connected with his students back here in the middle school. And he fell in love with the area, so wanted to get the kids down there. So that next year, he took a group of high school students down. And from there, it's just grown. And every year, it's a little bit different. We keep learning what works and what doesn't work. But for the most part, the kids go down and spend time working with scientists from the WCS,
yeah.
Wildlife Conservation Society.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
And so they actually go down and volunteer their time, and they work. And do some water testing and a lot of the different animal projects that are down there. And they also get to spend some cultural time. They get to meet a lot of the Brazilians. We, last year, were invited to a birthday party of, how old was the woman?
74.
74. So we went to this Brazilian ranch, and this family birthday party, 12 Americans, and dancing and food, and it was just amazing. So they get to work and learn about science. But they also get some of the culture as well.
And do you have a web page that they write about? Can you talk about
yeah.
that a little bit?
So they have, the web page is www.expeditionpantanal.org. And the kids, when they're down there, write about what they've done, their experiences. They post pictures, they post videos. They've done recordings of different animal sounds, the river otters that they get to see, so that their parents and everyone can follow their work as they're down there.
Wow. So they do this during summer every year, right?
Mm-hmm. That's,
so they give up a bit of their summer and
right.
head down. That's pretty great. And what's the community think about this? I mean, what's the response been?
Well, it's supported greatly yeah. by the community. It's not a school activity, but it's the school supports it, lets us use their facilities and their materials. We have meetings at the schools. Lots of community organizations donate money, give grants to the kids, and support in other ways the project. A lot of them follow the project. The Rotary Club has given money and scholarships, and the kids have actually come back and spoken to the Rotary Club and showed a slideshow and talked about their experiences and the things they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have they gotten the chance to talk to, like, younger grades, too, or any connection to
I think
the
that's
younger?
One thing that we have planned.
Wow,
they do talk to the middle school kids. Jeff Wilford's middle school class does some research and work with the ecosystems and the pantanal. So they follow what the kids have done, and they use the material that the kids have gathered during the year as well in their science classes.
Wow. So I imagine it's pretty hard to get an internet connection down there.
Someplace they're really in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. A lot of the time they go and stay at these posadas, which are kind of like country bed and breakfast hotels that a lot of the researchers go and base their research out of these places, but they're literally in the middle of this huge wetland. Lot of dirt, bumpy roads, a lot of riding in the back of jeeps through water and mud and sand and dust, and so they're in the middle of nowhere. So a lot of the posadas don't have internet connection. So much of the time that they're down there, they're without connection, phone without phone. They have electricity, although they turn the generators off at night.
Oh wow!
In a lot of the places, yep. So it's really in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Wow.
One of the places they fly into on single engine little mini planes.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, very exciting.
That could be a deal breaker right there.
Yeah. We had 12, so we had to take 3 planes in.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, last year. So.
3 different trips or 3
no,
planes?
No, 3 different planes
all
at once.
Okay.
All at once.
Wow.
Yeah, and we land on you're flying up over the wetlands, and then all of a sudden you see this runway, and you land on this runway in the middle of nowhere, and it's amazing.
Wow, that must be incredible for these kids. So, do they get to go more than once? Like, can a junior go again, a senior? Is it
they could.
A
I don't think we've
situation?
Had anybody go twice, yeah. although my son went his senior year, mm-hmm. and he graduated from high school, and he loved it so much, he decided to defer college for a year and went down and volunteered for 5 months,
oh my
worked
gosh.
With the researchers and stayed
wow.
down there and traveled around and did work. And so next year he'll be going to school.
Wow,
and there
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and that's there's a couple of other students that have shown interest in doing that.
Wow. Golly. It's amazing. So what's next, Antarctica?
Maybe. No, that'd be fun.
That'd be incredible. You're going to really like being inside, though. All right, what questions am I not asking that I should be asking? Because, I mean, I'm just blown away by this. And of course, you and I have talked, and this is sort of along some ideas that I'm thinking about just tearing down the walls of our classroom. And this is it in the extreme mode. I mean, it would be incredible if every kid could have this experience.
Well, it's amazing because I know there's one student that came back and went to college the next year, and she was in a science class, and she was asked to do something, or the class was asked... I think, to go and collect something in a pond or something, and none of the kids would do it. And she said, oh, my gosh, I've walked in the water with caimans, which are like crocodiles. She said, if I did that in Brazil, I can do anything. And she was the first one to volunteer.
Wow.
So it had a huge impact on her and her willingness to try new things.
Yeah.
And I know that the kids that we brought, there was just a wide variety of personalities. And to watch... the different kids and how they reacted to the experiences, and you had some kids that would just jump in and try everything. They're in the water with caimans and piranhas. They're walking through the jungle, tracking the peccaries and seeing these giant capybaras, which just look like giant guinea pigs. And there's ticks, there's bugs, there's snakes, there's, I mean, everything. They have to try all these different kinds of fruits. They have to hack through the jungle to make trails for fruit census. It's exhausting, although they like using the machetes. That's kind of fun. And they have to eat foods, you know, rice and beans every day, which was hard for some of the kids, but they did it. And some of them got to go fishing for piranha. We ate piranha when we were down there. It's actually the only fish that I've ever liked. Wow. And so, you know, they are exposed to all these different experiences that they never would have, and they come back really changed.
Yeah. I mean, if you can do that, you can. You can do anything. And I think that's, you know, such an opportunity that I think would be great for every kid. You know, Obama talks about his service project. You know, that would be, instead of, you know, going into the Army or the Peace Corps or something, you know, you go and you work with some scientists for a year or something.
Well, and that's the other side of it. Not only do they get all these experiences, their time is actually really valuable to the scientists. So they're able to do more than twice the amount of work because they have 10 kids at their disposal, and the kids go and they do, you know, follow these trails and count the number of fruits that they see. And that's, you know, time-consuming work. Mm-hmm. So the work that the kids do, they build traps, they set traps. The work they do is really helpful. So not only are they, like, learning, but they're actually contributing to the scientists' work, and they can follow it and compare it to what the other group found the year before. And so it's not only are they benefiting, but it's a huge help to the researchers.
And does this count as their community service? You probably have that for graduates now?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
No.
Do you have that requirement in York? No.
No. Okay. A student can do 40 hours of volunteer work mm-hmm. and earn credit for that, but this doesn't fall into that. That's an independent pursuit. And this is considered a group.
Okay. Yeah, we have that in Wells, so I was wondering. And so you were archiving it differently last year, and now you're on Facebook, and that's working better?
Yeah.
Do you, I mean, that's kind of connected to the scientists, but do you keep your own kind of history of this whole thing to showcase or anything?
Well, on the Expedition to the Pantanal website,
okay, so
is documented. Yeah, and actually, on the Facebook page as well, they have the different groups that have gone, different sets of pictures and writing and work that the kids have done. So I think the idea is to just keep adding each year to this Facebook page so you can go back and see how the trip is evolving.
That's one. That's great.
Yeah, this year the kids got to scuba dive. And,
oh, man.
And yeah, so.
So today we're going to see the very nervous parents, or are they pretty cool with this after a week?
The
or?
Parents are nervous,
yeah.
And probably
I would be.
Every parent will ask, are you eating okay? Is the food okay? It seems to be their main preoccupation. And I know last year we had one student who was actually nervous to talk to his mother because when he was with Cappy doing the water testing, he actually had a caiman swim right between his legs. And he,
which again, I think we need to repeat, is like a crocodile.
It's a crocodile. It's a crocodile, and they're kind of scary looking. And he was, I don't think he could talk for about 20 minutes. He lost his breath for a while, and so he decided that he was not going to tell his mother about that till he came back. So during the Live Connect, it was quite humorous because he was saying, "Mom, everything's good," and of course, everybody that was there knew and were kind of laughing. And but he kept it in and he didn't tell her till he came back. And she said she was very glad she didn't know.
Wow.
So.
That's great. I mean, you know, I think with just the global jobs that kids are going to have, I mean, they're going to be more prepared than, you know, those that don't get this. It's great. Anything else you want to add before I?
Can you think of anything? I don't think so.
All right. Thank you. I will.
Well, that was amazing. I mean, the excitement from them, from me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what is it? What do you think? I mean, because they could have heard these stories when they got home, but do you think it's just...
I think it's knowing how far away they are
and
being able to connect and actually see them and hear them and see them laughing and smiling. It makes the parents feel better, and it's just, you know, the stories, you can see the enthusiasm and the excitement and what they've done.
And are they at where they usually stay, or they drove to this place to connect
with
us?
No, I think they are at one of the posadas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so really, parents could connect on their own with Skype?
The kids don't have a computer.
Oh, okay.
So just the teachers go with a computer for distractions. And really, most of the time, there's no internet connection. Yeah. So it works out really well this way. And the kids, honestly, don't have a lot of time. They don't have a lot of downtime. They're pretty busy. I mean, they look tired when we first connected. You know, they're working. They're working. Yeah. So, but God, I can't wait to get back.
Well, thank you guys for sharing this with everybody. It's very incredible.
You're welcome.